This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Official meeting of CPN Maoist Center taking place today at PS Dada. Former Health Minister Dr. Mathura Prasad Shrestha passes away at the age of 88 and dozens killed as deadly storms hit Brazilian coast. Now the news in detail. An official meeting of CPN Maoist Center is taking place today at the party's headquarters in PS Dada. Maoist Center Office Secretary Dur Prasad Upadhyay informed that the matters including the presidential election and all the contemporary issues will be discussed at the meeting. He said that Prime Minister and party's President Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda will inform about the ongoing discussions in the meeting. The health condition of lawmaker of Nepali Congress Dr. Chandra Bhandari, who is being treated in Mumbai, India, is gradually improving. According to information given by Dr. Amul Matre, the amount of urine in lawmaker Bhandari's body is normal and other physical indicators are also normal. Former Health Minister Professor Dr. Mathura Prasad Shrestha passed away this morning at the age of 88. Shrestha's son Dr. Jaya Shrestha said he was suffering from asthma and respiratory complications since long, and Shrestha breathed his last at Maitihar-based Annapurna Neuro Hospital. Civil rights activist Shrestha had served as the Minister for Health after the democratic movement of 1990. Shrestha's last rites would be performed at Pashupati Aryaghat on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda has expressed sorrow over the passing away of former health minister, intellectual and rights defender Dr. Mathura Prasad Shrestha. Prime Minister Dahal expressed deep sorrow over Dr. Shrestha's untimely demise and paid tributes to him through the social media. Prime Minister Dahal extended condolences to the grief-stricken family, relatives and well-wishers. Likewise, CPN UML Chair KP Sarma Oli has expressed sorrow over the demise of Professor Dr. Mathura Prasad Shrestha. The former Prime Minister wrote on Twitter that he was saddened by the news about the passing away of Dr. Shrestha. The Indian Embassy has handed over kidney dialysis equipment to Nepal. Indian Ambassador to Nepal, Narbin Srivastav, handed over the device to the Minister of Health and Population, Padmagiri, at ceremony today. Ambassador Srivastav expressed his belief that the dialysis machine will provide easy treatment services to Nepalese people. Likewise, Health Minister Padmagiri expressed his gratitude for the support provided by the government of Nepal. The Pashupati Area Development Trust bid farewell to Sankaracharya Nisalanda Saraswati from the Govardhan Math in Jagannathpur in India, who arrived at the Pashupatinath Temple to observe the Mahashivratri festival. According to Trust Division for Culture Conservation Chief and Information Officer Gauri Sankar Parajuli, the abbot left Kathmandu for Banaras this morning. During his stay here, he gave his preaching for 3 days in the Pashupatinath area. Similarly, sadhus and aesthetics who gathered from different parts of the country and from India on the occasion of Shivratri have started getting back to their places. The Public Procurement Monitoring Office has blacklisted 5 construction and supplying companies for abandoning their contracted projects without completion. The office in a notice said the companies have been blacklisted as per the Public Procurement Act 2063 Bikram Sambad. The blacklisted companies are Engineers Construction and Meat Craft Private Limited, based in Bharatpur 4 in Chitwan District, Jaya Gadimai Construction Private Limited, Guna Construction Seva and Kalpana Construction Private Limited. These companies have been blacklisted for 1 year, while Mudbari and Joshi Construction Private Limited for 2 years. According to notice, the blacklisted companies cannot participate in any procurement process until the period they have been blacklisted for. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Authorities in the Brazilian state of Sao Paulo say at least 36 people have been killed in heavy flooding and landslides, forcing some cities to cancel annual carnival celebrations. Videos showed neighborhoods underwater, flooded motorways, and debris left after houses were swept away. Rescue teams have been struggling to reach survivors and on block roads. More than 23.6 inches of rain fell in some areas on Sunday, twice the expected amount for the month. The mayor of the hard-hit town of São Sebastião said search and rescue teams are not managing to get to several places. It is a chaotic situation. Meanwhile, officials say another 228 people have been left homeless, with 338 more evacuated from coastal regions north of Sao Paulo. The country's disaster agency said Turkey has ended rescue efforts in all but two provinces almost 2 weeks after a massive earthquake killed tens of thousands of people. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Turkey and announced $100 million in humanitarian aid. The epicenter of the 7.8 magnitude earthquake on 6 February was in Kahraman Maras. More than 44,000 people are confirmed to have lost their lives in southeastern Turkey and northern Syria. The death toll is expected to climb, with about 345,000 apartments in Turkey known to have been destroyed and many people still missing. New Zealand has said rebuilding after Cyclone Gabrielle will cost billions of dollars, on par with the Christchurch earthquake from 12 years ago. Gabrielle brought widespread flooding to the North Island in mid-February, damaging roads and bridges. At least 11 people have died and thousands remain missing. Finance Minister Grant Robertson said over the weekend that the government would first attend to survivors' most urgent needs, food, shelter, electricity and communications. He added not even tens of billions of dollars in additional infrastructure spending over the next 5 years can fill in the gaps. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gondaki Province and Lumini Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Province 1 and Bagmati Province. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumini Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country tonight. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Official meeting of CPN Maoist Center taking place today at Paris Tada. Former Health Minister Dr. Mathura Prasad Shrestha passes away at the age of 88 and dozens killed as deadly storms hit Brazilian coast. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal.